Time for our Wesleyan Christian Coach's Corner. Evan Farbach with Wesleyan Christian head football coach G.B. Miles. Mustangs falling to Emmanuel Lutheran in the closest game they've played since week number one or zero week or whenever that was back in August. The season fell to Emmanuel Lutheran 36-32. Kind of a scoreboard mishap, it sounds like, Coach Miles, in that ball game. But you guys are going to be in the playoffs anyway. You're going to be playing the exact same team that you nearly knocked off on Friday, Emmanuel Lutheran, in round one of the Oklahoma Christian Schools playoffs Friday night in Broken Arrow at 7 o'clock. So it looks like things trending upward for you all, and should be an interesting game on Friday in Broken Arrow for round one of those playoffs.
Yes, sir. It was a really good game. They have a big fullback who's about 6 feet, 260 pounds, and they're a running team and we're a passing team, and it just came down to a game of plays, and they made a play at the end of the game despite the little scoreboard glitch or whatever happened. The young man just made a great play at the end of the game to score the last touchdown to win the game. And our kids are excited about getting the opportunity to get that back. It's very rare you get to play the same team back-to-back. And this time, this one's, you know, go to the next round of playoffs. So we'll see how our young men respond to some adversity.
Obviously, you have to play the same team back-to-back in following, you know, 7 days 7 days apart. Kind of an interesting situation there. Does that change anything about how you'll prepare?
No, I mean, a little bit. I mean, we see some things on film that we did well, and we thought we could execute, and we did. But then there's always those little things that you see live when you don't know how big someone is or how fast they are, or some things you cannot see on film. And so we took those into account in the game planning this week. But at the same time, our young men have a genuine great feel for who they are and what they can do, and they have it against themselves. You're not comparing against a similar opponent or comparing against what you see on film. You're comparing against what they did to you a couple of days ago. And so our young men just really have to take it upon themselves to understand what we did well and continue to grow on that, and what we did not do well to fix it. Because as we said before, this is it. If we lose this game, our season is over.
And what exactly are you guys going to work on this week? What do you need to tune up in order to beat Emmanuel Lutheran this time?
Turnovers and tackling. we had three turnovers, two interceptions. Both of them were inside the 20-yard line. And then a fumble, they returned for a touchdown. So, I mean, if you take those two turnovers away, we could possibly get points. And then that fumble, they did get points on. And then I said, that big kid, and they have a couple of tough runners. They have a very physical, hard-nosed running team that they broke a lot of tackles from us. And we had some good tackles at points, but when we got tired, it was very hard to get them down. And that's something we've been working on already in conditioning and tackling. And if we can fix turnovers and tackling, I think people will be very surprised with how we play this game.
Wesleyan Christian head football coach G.B. Miles. Mustangs falling to Emmanuel Lutheran last week 36-30. They'll get another crack at them this Friday, round one of the Oklahoma Christian Schools playoffs in Broken Arrow. Wesleyan Christian at Emmanuel Lutheran. And once again, it's the postseason, so win or go home on Friday evening. Coach Miles, appreciate the time. Best of luck on Friday.
All right, thank you so much, Evan.